So I both say, famous. The famous Zohar Kaddish that says that in the 600th year of the 6,000 in this world, you poskun tarei the chokhma sola'el. Shari ha-chokhma is going to open above, and therefore mabuei chokhma solosato, it is going to be a flow of different kinds of wisdom in this world. And that's about 1840 it comes out, the Industrial Revolution was around that time, other things that happened, Beruchnius, Begashnius, others say, Chaim Brisk is Mahalik and Learning, was about that time. But whatever it is, technology definitely took huge leaps forward at that time. The Lashon of the Zohar is, the Chokhm carried the Chokhm to Le'elo, Umabui the Chokhm Le'sato, and therefore the world will become prepared to go up to a higher level. So the Pashtus is that whatever progress in Torah goes on at that time brings the world closer to Mashiach. But the truth is that even the progress in Gashmias that went on at that time has created such a ribuy of Torah, of learning through all of the different things that go on because of technology, that that's also a goyim for Mashiach, because there's a tremendous amount of Torah that didn't exist before because of having to deal with all these technological issues. So of course, we have the Shilas, a number of them listed on that list of questions over there. But the question is, for example, one of the questions that we brought up over there, you have all kinds of automatic sensors that pick up either body heat or they pick up movement, and therefore it turns on a light, it opens up a door, automatic things are happening. Did you do that? If you do that, if you walk by on Shabbos, that you're Maisim, who did that? Did anyone do that? If there's a refrigerator with the light on, can you open it on Shabbos? Well, everybody knows you can't. Okay, let's see. How about if there's no light in there? Is that a problem to open up on Shabbos? Are there any problems over there at all? Can you open up an oven on Shabbos? Yes or no? These are Shabbos that never existed before. What a bad one that the Shabbos have brought over there is, what happens with these instant water heaters that are connected to the sink? And it would seem on Yom Tov, should be no Shabbos to use it. Could you use it on Yom Tov? So I want to get to this tonight. So let's start with a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos is Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. And we are talking about a fire, Rachmon Uflan. Fire broke out. And the Mishnah talks about what can be done about it, right? Kibui b'Shabbos is one of the Lamates Melochas. You can't put out a fire on Shabbos. It's on a Shaila. What could you do? Can you do anything? So the Mishnah brings up Shimon ben Manos, who has a gewaldic idea. It's a haroma, it's a brilliant solution. He says, you take a line of barrels of water, you line them up in front of the fire. The fire is making progress. You put it in the line of the fire, and as it gets to these wooden barrels, it hits them and it burns them. It burns the wooden barrels, they burst. They burst, the water comes pouring out and it puts out the fire. So Shimon ben Manos has this idea, a brilliant idea. Mamela, what did you do? Nothing. You put a bunch of things in front of the line of the fire. The fire is moving, it has nothing to do with that. But it creates a mechanism that's going to put itself out. There's a Kishim Benavis. Now, B.I.C. over there argues, kibui, it's kibui. Can't do it. So, what's going on over here? So the Gemara, there this is Shabbos Kufchof on the day, the next omelet. The Gemara explains the Machloikis, that the Machloikis is about what's called Gram Kibui. Not Kibui, but Gram Kibui. Gram Kibui means causing extinguishing, right? You're not directly extinguishing, you're causing the extinguishing of the fire. And therefore, if Shimon ben Manos, the Gemara brings his Makar is, Loi Sase Kol Melocho, so if the Gemara Asiyo Hu Da Osir, to do, that's what's Osir, Hogromo, Shori, causing is Mutter. So a Maisa Shabbos is also a Groma is Mutter. This is Mamish Kevaldik, yeah? So though it's Tuchon the Maisa, theoretically, and all of the Shabbos that I brought up, Mamish, it's Meredith, it makes life much easier, right? The question, I'm walking by, the light went on. What's the problem? Dreimel Ishkan Kof. Has nothing to do with this. It's Groma. Groma Shari. Groma is always Mutter. And it makes, like I said, it makes the whole Shabbos life and all of the technological questions disappear. Now I have to worry about nothing, because anything that I only caused indirectly, nothing to do with it. Right? That's the Gemara. Now, you can't pass from three out of the Gemara, right? Well, the night in Shulchan Aruch, where Chaim Simen Shin Lama Dal Tzivchav Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like a Shimon Ben Anas Halocha Lamaisa, Gram Kibui, you're causing the fire to be put out, and it's Mutter, the Gemara is Eitzah. It gets even better. Because if you look into the Bialocha on the spot there, Bialocha explains that it's all Dafka Kibui. You might think that it's only Kibui. Kibui is a Malocha Shein Nesicha Lagufa, right? Kibui is really a problem. The original Kibui, that's a Malocha, is putting out a fire in order to create something, right? You're creating ashes, coals, whatever it is that you want to create. And so it's Tzricha Lagufa. You need the Kibui, right? Not if you have a fire and you want to get rid of that. No, you want the fire. Because you want to be able to put out the fire, because you want to remain with the result of putting out the fire. So it's stop putting out fires. So it would be a good mockum to say that the only hasa attacker would be, in a case, of kibbutz, but not in any other grammar. That to be halacha, all the malachas are the same thing. When it comes to grammar's okay. Grammar wasn't made up in Hilchos Shabbos. Grammar's a kol teir kula. We find grammar, of course, everybody's most famous thing, Grover and Zach and Potter, like the Gemara says about the camera. The Gemara says that there's a behemoth locked up behind a fence. Somebody comes along and opens it up, lets the behemoth out. He's Potter. He's Potter. Why? I didn't do anything. I opened up the fence. The behemoth strolled out. So Grover is Potter. So this is something we're familiar with. And therefore, thank the Be'alocha, all malachas be grama are okay. So interesting. One of the places that it's still too, when you go to the Tshuva Sforum on these in Yonim, it's Mamish Kevaldi. Because they still fit so many different situations. So interesting. Sam Sefer says that grama is possible not only in Shabbos and not only in Nezakin, but Sam Sefer says that grama in Basa B'cholim is also water. I can have a grama in Basa B'cholim.
From the Bishop Burns.
Yeah.
That's from the Hebrew.
Yeah, you can't have a groma eating basal b'cholov, like the Rashi points out. And you can have a groma in cooking basal b'cholov. How's that? You take, basic idea, listen up, say, everyone's going to probably go home and try this. And you take basal b'cholov, you put them into a pot, you put it outside, and now you set up a magnifying glass so that when the sun gets there, it hits real hard onto the pot, it makes it hot, and it cooks the basal b'cholov. So it's a groma in basal b'cholov, that's some flavor. It's Bethesda. It's Bethesda. The drama. Drama's bottom called Terekula. So this is not a Chiddush here in Hilchos Shabbos. It goes all over the place. And once it goes all over the place, what's Kibui different than anything else? This is the Be'alach. Nope. Sorry about that. Again, so back to our theoretical question. Reimanish can cop. Everything is Motor. And that's really where the basic question tonight is going to rest. All of the halachas we'll get to later on. But Lamaita, they're all going to depend on this shaila here. Can we taka be matir groma? Yeah? So Mele, if it's be matir groma, like it seems from here, so the Agnishka shaila comes to opening up a refrigerator with a light, without a light. No difference, but halal. Everything is indirect, right? Even if I open up the door of the fridge, it would seem. I open up the door of the fridge. This thing opened up. The light turned on. The man also pushed. The motor turns on. Another man also pushed. What kind of shaykh do I have to all these things? And Mela, we can all go home smiling and happy tonight. And it makes life very simple. All of us. The Modcha in Masechta Shabbos, this is an Oishim Tzadik test in the Modcha. It brings down Rabbeinu Yoyel, who says that the heter that is set in that Gemara in Hilchos Shabbos, Lagavi Gram Kibui, is only b'mokim hezik. In other words, as we might have guessed, that's what's going on over there, is a fire raging. We're looking for Eitzes there, yeah? So in Leila, we can use Groma as a heter, b'mokim hezik. But without a mokim hezik, like the Mod said, there's no heter to do it. And, as I said before, if the Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, this part is also the Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, or not in the Shulchan Aruch, at least in the Ramah. Ramah adds a few words, right after the Shulchan Aruch, after the Mechaba's words, he adds, the Gram Kibui Mutter B'mkoyim Pseido. The two words, the two key words over here are B'mkoyim Pseido. Gram Kibui is Mutter, when it's the Mokim Hefsted. If there's going to be a loss, that's Matir to be greater than Kibui. Otherwise, it's also. Also, not the same as Chayiv, it's also the Rabbanon, but that means Groma is also except from Kohen Pseidah. Okay, that already seems to narrow our options a little bit with what we're, because our Shailos are not about whether somebody is Chayiv, Skilo, or Chathos. Our Shailos are what are you allowed to do? And the answer is at this point, Groma is only Mutter from Kohen Pseidah. Okay.
Is also the difference between a direct Groma, where your mice is actually opening the refrigerator, is turning on the light, versus putting a barrel that something happens afterwards.
This is one of the things that we're going to have to deal with tonight. Absolutely, right? The Ikka Sugya, like I said, tonight is going to be the Sugya of Groma. So, that's going to be one of the things we're going to have to get to, and I want to get this from the Makaydas and see where, how that spalt comes. Another case, this is brought by the Shvus Yankov, in his Jewish, Chayim Basin and Hay. Shamati is Godel Echad, he says. He doesn't tell spill the beans, who's the Godel Echad, doesn't say. But he's matir to take poison on Shabbos, put it down in the house, because there's mice running around. And so you want to kill the pest. You put poison down to kill the mice on Shabbos. And this Godel was matir. And the Shvatank is Beichet. Dvorim Eilu Shadimo Godel Echad B'Kreach HaMedaveh. Yeah? He's playing on words here. Dima means to compare, but Dima also means to imagine. So he says this Godel was medame, b'koyach medame, which means that he did it with his imagination. Nishtakeh b'leinema. Can't say such words, he says. Why? He says, there's no heter of groma on Shabbos. There's no heter of groma on Shabbos. By Nezokin, your poster. Shabbos, the only heter is when Seder. So he says he doesn't see the big Seder. You might not like it, he says. There may be a mouse running around somewhere, but it's not a Mokim Seder, so he doesn't see the heter for you to be greater than the death of something living on Shabbos and feels the Shama.
Put it down before the Shabbos.
Yeah, only. Yeah. Whatever you do before Shabbos, definitely not. Now, what would be a mussel in a Mokim Seder? It's interesting. So, Rabbi Yosef and his Shuvas, Yabia Omer, he brings a heter based on what we discussed. He sells it to Taker to a case of Shabbos cloth. So he brings Azam Eis. This is his Meis. And we have to pay attention to the details of the story, as we're going to see the very important, what the exact case is that he's talking about. But he says, he set the Shabbos clock for the lights of the shul on Shabbos. This is what he's talking about, yeah? Set the lights going for Shachris. Shachris is at 8:45, Rabbi Yisrael, yeah? And Shabbos morning, and it is the Gabbai comes in, the loyal Gabbai comes in early. And he's in there at 7:30, let's say, in the morning. And I don't know why he has Safalta mind to go check the Shabbos clock. And he takes a look and he sees that it's going to go on at 11 o'clock instead of at 8:45. And then that's a disaster. Can't doubt him that way. So what does he do? He wants to be able to move the Shabbos clock to make it earlier, make it go on earlier. Everybody say, Rav Yosef is matir. We'll get to it in a second. But he's matter to the Gabbai to make it go on early. Yeah? As long as, he says, it's not going to turn on now. In other words, if you were going to move back to 7:30, you're going to turn the Shabbos clock back to 7:30 and make the light go on right now as you turn it. Yeah? But he says, if you want to make it go on at 8:45, then it's a grom of a mokum seder, he says. It's a grom of a mokum seder. What's the seder? You can't daven, yeah? So it's a grown and welcome Seder, and he's matter. He's matter. Now please don't leave right now until I finish going through this over here. And I want to say clearly, many places from hold, that's not a grown. I use the example, it happens to be a Geshmaka example, of how he's handling Mamish with our Shilas. However, many places from hold, it's not a grown. And we'll see more about this Behemshech as to why it's not. This is clear, by the way, that if you were to make it go on and off, and you're actually a muscle. You have a rosh holds that if you have a candle, the candle is burning. what do? You cut off half the candle. Yeah, from the bottom. Not cut off the top of the candle. You got the bottom. Cut off half the candle from the bottom. Or, for example, you take out oil from a burning candle, burning wick, right? It's called Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. Tell you about Zoe, the place can, any place can hold. What are you talking about? You're adding and subtracting to change the situation. You're adding a piece to a candle, taking off a piece of a candle. That's called Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. It's not a groma. You're actually prolonging or shortening whatever it is that's going on directly via daim, right? Also, Moshe, the Minchas Yitzchak, others hold that you have to be careful with the Shabbos classes. They hold this mukhtar, which will be negated to us in all of our situation of discussing Shabbos classes bechlal. However, Moshe, the same Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, and others do say, and if the case would not be this case, if the case would be to prolong a state that is already on, let's turn the case around now. Let's say the guy that comes in the morning, the lights are already on, Baruch Hashem. But he sees the lights going off at 9:30. Nobody wants to finish out that fast. So already at 9:30, it's going to be a problem also, the same Seder. So to leave it on for longer is Amdramaisa. Right? To get it to stay on for longer is a different story. And Ramela, that they are not, right? In other words, not to change a situation that they are not there, right? Again, mukhtar is still a factor, but mukhtar, there are ways to deal with it, kalachayad, whatever it is. However, so again, even in the case of Rav Adi Yosef, I want to say that, even in the case where one is changing the matzav hakayam, but not directly, but v'achazman, which, again, like I said, it's a big chiddush what he says, and most cases are not masking with him. But to use a goy for that would be mutar. Yeah? To bring a goy who would change the Shabbos clock, that would be mutar. But for a yid to do it, should not do that. Unless you're keeping the matzah b'kayil, and in that case, again, you're dealing with mutar, that's a derech agav. We went into this now derech agav. This is a shtickle parenthetic right now. We're going to get a little further into it. But at least it's a shtickle example of where the place can want at least to shtel tzu the shilas of groma malachim seder into such situations.
So then there's 1 o'clock when if you have it, if the rabbi realizes Friday night that the lights are going to go on at 7 o'clock and they shouldn't go on at 8 o'clock, he can change it to make it go on at 8 o'clock.
So now we're talking about what's the matzav there at the time. Actually, Shlomo Zalman has more of a finish. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, keeping the same thing, the matzav. Yeah? In other words, let's say the lights are already off.
Change it from 7 to 8.
Right. The lights off, and he's gonna have it go on later. Yeah? In other words, he's prolonging the current situation. That's a matter. So the Zalman has even a further chiddush.
So the electricity is enough to
load Malkum's
tape.
Oh, okay. And the shadow is the most. Yeah. Okay. Correct. Yeah. I was pointing out a point, which is you have to have a Malkum's tape. Yeah. You have to have a Malkum's tape. Malkum's tape. It's more time. But otherwise,
huh? The shulchan aruch hold that you need it.
No. But he's pointing out a good point. Machaber doesn't say Malkum Seder. It's Ramo says Malkum Seder. That's right. Sfaradim would have a different halacha. So if any Sfaradim here, please remember that. That there's a different track here for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. That's true. That's the Ramo brings the Malkum. But, yeah.
But it's all
the
general, a manual clock. Yeah. You want to set your alarm.
Yeah.
To be able to switch it. Let's say it's supposed to go off at 10 o'clock and you want to make it earlier, 8:30, you can be on time, 8:45. And then it has like a little handy little dial, you can change the clock. To set the clock so the alarms can go off.
Yeah.
They want these old clocks.
Yeah, again, okay, it should be the same question, earlier or later.
The clocks are working.
Yeah.
And saying, it's clock, you know.
Old clocks are working, right? A Shabbos clock is a clock. Shabbos clock is a clock. It's working, right?
Yeah, but you're not switching. It's going off anyway. It's also going off.
Right. It's a comparable situation, basically. It's a comparable situation. Not the same, for example.
To make it go later is okay, and to make it go earlier is not okay.
Same thing, right? You didn't make anything earlier happen earlier. You rather prolong the situation. What I started to say is that the Shem as a matter of finish as well. He says, if the clock is off now, let's say the electricity is off now, then it will be on. And then it'll go off again. He still says to make a situation that I have now be longer, even if it's not this one, right, in between. Yeah, let's take an example. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock at night. The lights are off. Yeah, the lights are going to go on at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then they're going to go off at 12, and you want to prolong that darkness, right? So in between there's going to be a period of light. But while it's dark now, I can deal with all situations of darkness and prolong them. If it's light now, I can't.
That means you can make it earlier then.
You should make it earlier. Yeah.
You know, later. Yeah, same as, again, but only if you're dealing with that situation.
It's off,
now,
it's often I can make it off earlier, later.
So that means on the same token that if you're here Friday night, and before the lights go off, and you realize that they're going to go on at 11 o'clock, and you really want them on at 8 o'clock, you can, while they're on, you can move the 11 o'clock earlier.
You can keep it on, not earlier, you can keep it on longer. Prolonging. Yes, prolonging rather than bringing it on. Prolonging rather than bringing it on.
You have to keep it on all night then. Yeah, you have to set the stakes on all night.
No, it'll go off. It'll go off. But in other words, even if you're not prolonging this period of light, you're prolonging the next period of light, so it's almost like that's more.
So I'm saying, but you can make it late, you can make
it go off later. After the next period
of
light.
You can't make it go on earlier.
Earlier, no. You can't bring on a situation, but you can prolong a situation. Okay, let's move on to basics. We have a lot more to deal with tonight. Okay. So we saw the basis over here. Okay. Now, let's go back to the sugya smell of how Grama works. This is going to bring us to what Yosef was mentioning before and to many other things. We're going to go into the sugya of Grama now as they pertain to other places in the Torah and see how they spell Tzufas over here. Now, basically, what happens like this? Somebody goes ahead, pushes the person into a deep hole, and he can't get out of there on his own. However, there happens to be a ladder in the ditch, in the hole in this boiler. Right? Okay. Now comes somebody else, and he takes the ladder out. Right? What's it in over here? Who's the Ritzach? Shut. This is a shayla, not my shayla. This is the shayla of the Gemara, the Sanhedrin, the Fine Zion, and the Beis. The Gemara discusses this shayla. And the Gemara says over there that the person who pushed him into the boy, when the ladder was there, is potter. Why? The Be'idno, the Shavdiye, at the time he threw him in, Yochalal, if he can come out, so he's potter. Wait, what about the person who took the ladder away? He's not even mentioned in the Gemara. But Rashi explains why he's not even mentioned in the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum siluk loymosi l'chiyuvin. He can't be machayiv, the person who took the ladder out, the groma ba'almo. Listen to Rashi. Rashi says that the person who took the ladder out and therefore doesn't allow this person to get out, groma ba'almo. Now they're passing the Rambam Hilchos Yitzchak. Both of them are potter. Now, let's make it 100% clear. The Rambam is very clear. He says, potter mimisas bezdin, v'nidrash mimenu dom. He is over a terrible aveira. However, he can't be considered a Yitzchak in Dine Bezdin. Is that a Ritzach or Dine Bezdin? Okay. Story number one. Story number two. Somebody shoots an arrow. That was the story in the Gemara. Today's days, let's say it would be a bullet. Somebody shot an arrow at somebody, but he has a shield right in front of him, which would have saved him from the arrow. Now comes somebody else and pulls the shield away, and therefore the arrow hits him, and he's killed. And again, same shiloh. The Gemara says the same thing. He's not either killed, the person who pulled the shield away, it's a groma. Okay. So now, it's going to bring us back to our shayla. A person turns on a light switch on Shabbos. A light switch. Is that a groma? Or you turn on the light switch on Shabbos. Is that a groma? And again, it brings us. You open up the door of the fridge. It turned on the motor. Is that a groma? Is that a ma'aseh b'yadayim? What's going on over there? The truth is, this shayla is, not only are the gromas indirect forms of turning on electricity, the question is electricity always a groma? Whatever you're doing. And if you do that, again, the Sfaradim will be mutter. The Ashkenazim will welcome Seder. They'll turn on the lights. Welcome Seder, it's a groma. And they are. Paiskim. Good old days. And again, I always don't walk out until we finish tonight. You know, Paiskim in the old days, just think, you turn on a light on Yom Tov. Turn on a light on Yom Tov. That's what they said. Light on your groma. The Aruch HaShulchan has a tshuva. It's in Kutzis based Vad L'Chachonim, and he says as follows. L'hadlik ner ha'elektri b'yomtis. Nir la'nir daiki l'hatir. Because he wants to be matir. Now, listen to his next few words, which are very important. L'fi havonosi, the melechas ha'elektri, kishe'ina matsuya v'rei v'orim shalona, shenuch alamed b'diyuk al peiseiso. In other words, he says, according to my understanding, electricity, which is not around for us to even check it up. Right? So he says that very clearly, and we're going to soon see that that was a very key and important line. Because he gives a very strange explanation, and I am not the world's expert on electricity, others are sitting here who are. So the first reason that he says is zichanat negeya, but he says, you're being moitzi esh me'esh. He says, it's yontif. You could light one fire off the other. So he says, inside of the wires of electricity, there's a fire in there, he says. And therefore, when you turn on the light, you're taking another fire out of the fire that's already in there. It's not true at all. And therefore, so let's put aside its first reason, which is not negatos at all. Okay. But the second reason, very negatos. And it brings us straight into the subject of Grama. And he says, it's the same thing as in Sanhedrin. What happens in Sanhedrin? He says, you take the tris, you take the mogen, you take the shield, and move it away, and therefore, the arrow and the person are able to meet up. When you turn on the switch, what are you doing? He says, you're taking the block out of the way. And that allows the electricity that's shooting out of there to hit. And once it hits, it turns on the light. He's allowing it to happen. And what happens? He says, so basically what happens is the electricity turns on the light by itself. But it was trying to turn on the light by itself the whole time. But there was a piece of plastic blocking it, he says. But now you turned on the switch, you took away the piece of plastic. So the electricity shoots out and turns the light on. There's up there. Only greater amount of water. In other words, there already was electricity there, but something was blocking it. You took it away. You let it get turned on. Now, Vizik Torah Chasulchan, if you pay to Frank, Yerushalayim, right, this Kurdish called Peter, it's a steel, look at the Groma, Grama, Vora, Beyonce, Vizmuta. Rabbi Yisai, this is what brings us straight in, because Chaim Oizer, in his Chuvah, and Achiezer, comes along, Chayla Gimel, Simon Tzamach, comes along, and he says, Kva Nispashto, Ha'iro, Le'itzu. The Ha'iro of turning on lights, Shabbos, or Yom Tov, has already been a Spashet Le'itzu, and he writes, sharply, says, I'm being very careful, says, Anachem Ke'eis, B'mokim Mayim Haroyim, we're in a place of Mayim Haroyim, which means, it's too dangerous to speak, at length about the subject, Talmidim Yishtu V'Yamusu. I don't want to be Marich over there because people are going to stop being murdered. I have to, with Lombus and Amisus, I don't really want to be Marich. But he says, you sent me a letter from God Alechar, he doesn't say who it is, but it is our Chasuchim, because he says this in the Yachim Mitzvah, about lighting electricity on Yom Tov and he's Marich. He says he made a mistake in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? Zokhtir, that almost in Sanhedrin, there's another story. I think it's right to what you were talking. It's another story. What's the story over there? The third mic is two mics on top, one on the bottom. And that mic is like this. Somebody is laying behind a wall of water. Yeah? A wall, which is blocking water. Let's imagine a dam, let's say. There's a dam. And there's water right behind them. And right in front is a fellow who either is sleeping or you tied him up over there. And now, both of us. He takes the wall down, and the water comes rushing out and kills the man. What is it? What did he do? He took the wall away, the water came rushing out, the water killed him. It's a steer in the Fereshus and the Gemara. We had one story where a person takes something else away and something hits him, and the Gemara says, you're going in, therefore, the potter. Here the Gemara brings the next story. Something is in the way. You take it away. Something comes rushing at him and kills him. Why is it that these two things are not the same thing? The Rambam, in one halacha, brings all three cases. These two. Potter, this one is chayav. What's the Gemara? What's different over here? So this is where everything is at. And once we get this, hopefully we're going to be able to go into Shabbos. Let's take first of all the first two cases. The case of the ladder. What happened in the case of a ladder? Can you kill somebody by taking away a ladder? Taking away a ladder, does that kill a person? No. Taking away a ladder never kills a person. Right? Unless he's on the ladder on the fifth floor. But taking away a ladder is not going to kill a person. What killed the person? What killed the person is, he's talking about it. Not taking away the ladder. Elamai. He had a way to get himself out. And you took that away. That's the grammar. the tris, right? This shield. You take it away. Taking away a shield is not a tzichah. Having a tris is a tzolah. He took away the atzolah. And what killed him? The tris? No. The bullet. The arrow. That's what killed him. Okay. Bitka de Maya. That's what the Gemara called the story with the water. What about Bitka de Maya? What about that case? So, we're going to have to get a clarification in this, because it's very important. But what is clear here is that it's Giro di Dei, which means somehow we're going to have to be able to understand here that what happened is that taking away the wall from the water created a koyach over here. Yeah? This is where we have to get to over here. Yeah? And therefore, it's as if he's the one who shot the bullet in the case of the bullet, or he's the one who shot the water in this case. So where are we finding this? So there's a Yad Ramah on the spot over there, the Yad Ramah from the Rishonim, and he says as follows from the early Rishonim. He says, "Bechisalko salke la afro." The mafstik be'mayo ledidei, when he takes away the earth, the dirt, the wall, the dam that was separating the water from the person, mayo havunagi bahu afro gufei. Listen to that. That means the water was already there. It was lying on this thing here. Yeah? When you pull it away, you're pulling in the water. Yeah, again, the water is touching the thing that you have here. It's touching already. It's on it. It's lying against it. Potential. You pull it away.
Potential energy.
Yeah, but it's not only potential. It's there already, right? It's there. Potential, I don't want to use the word potential because in the other case, you can also make about potential, but it thinks it's on there. So you are actually affecting it directly when you pull this. You're pulling whatever's behind it. You're pulling whatever's laying on it, right? What? So that's not a groma, exactly, that's his point. It's not a groma, right? Giri di dei hi, v'om to lochi mechai. That means as follows. What he says is like this. He says, theoretically, something that can't happen, he says, if you had the arrow on the shield, yeah? Can't happen, because if the arrow's on the shield, then you can take the shield away now. Yeah? But if the arrow was touching the shield and pressing, and you take the shield away, you did it also.
What about if the arrow was in flight?
No, exactly, that's the point. He says, if the arrow was in flight, you never had anything to do with the arrow. You never touched the arrow. There was something else here, blocking. It's not blocking anymore. But the arrow is in flight, and you never had anything to do with that arrow. But if the arrow, theoretically, is up there, he says this openly, would have been resting against the shield, and now you pulled away the shield, so therefore the arrow continues its move, but you directly affected it.
Right.
You would have been chayev, however, it's not negayev because it can't happen, right?
You're not making the arrow come by removing the shield. But if you remove the wall, you're making the water.
You're making the water come. You're making the water come.
If I'm pointing a laser at somebody's eye,
yeah,
and there's a shield in the way, and then somebody else pulls the shield away, is he making the laser come?
So that is a great point, and you're going to come to Shilas. I believe that the answer would be that is chayev.
Yeah.
In other words, the laser is on there. Now you're moving.
When you understand
once it's there,
the actual physics involved, it's exactly the same as with the water behind the dam.
Yeah. So this is the Ramah. This is the Ramah. This is the Chelkes Yankiv of Reish. And Simonum Bezer's Bez. Mav B'de Teres to the sea the same way. And now, once we have that, and by the way, I didn't tell my discovery this Ramah. The Chaim Oizah had the Ramah. And based on that comes the Chaim Oizer, and that's Shuvah, and he says, I'll tell you something he says. Well, that's not the Kalari says, that the first thing that the Aruch HaShulchan says, he definitely doesn't agree with, it's not the Matthias, right? But he says, when the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a piece of plastic, and the electricity is right on it, and you take out the piece of plastic, and electricity hits. Look, the Chaim Oizer, Lu Yehei, that he's right. And even if that Matthias was actually true, he says, I wouldn't see that as a truth. That's Bitka de Maya. It's Bitka de Maya. This is the case. You're pulling out the dam while the thing is on it. You just brought it in. And therefore, he says, you want to say that that's the Messias? No problem, he says. But you're making a mistake in the Gemara and the Sugya. It's not a Groma, it's Bitka de Maya. Then he says, it's not true anyway. He says, the Messias that Baruch HaShulchan says, it's not true. And anyone again who understands what happens, well, Maisa, when you turn on a switch, It's not a grama altogether. They're not taking anything out anyway. You're actually connecting two wires and creating the circuit, which creates the which brings the electricity right in.
But I can design a switch which would be exactly like that. I can design a switch where you do an action which then removes the barrier and lets the electrons flow. And that's what some I think some of these quote-unquote Shabbos switches are about. You are right, the switch is that switch is as you say. But there are switches where it is a secondary effect, which is literally you are now pulling the barrier away, and the electron pressure, which is a word we use, actually is a press, electron pressure, now continues to flow.
So Reb Chaim Moshe had the foresight to already deal with that situation. Yes. To tell you, that's Bitkin Amaya. You can't do it. So it's important that we went through this whole thing, even if it's not the Matzias. Because you have to understand that these in Groma, Gufer is an afkamina between Bitke de Maya and the case of a Tris. Right? It's not that you indirectly you move something else and whatever else is going on and you have nothing to do with it and it happened before and it's happened later. By the way, the Gemara Bitke Maya also says, it's the Koyach Rishon of the water that goes, that's yours. The next thing that comes out now that there was no wall there, not your business anymore. Yeah? Why? Once we have the longest of the Ramah, we understand very clearly. The first bit that happened, you brought it. The second bit that happened, you didn't bring. You caused it under the mice. That's a different story. That's already the same thing as the truth.
What about the Shabbos scooters?
Yeah.
Shabbos what?
The Grumma cart.
I don't know how to do it. That's not what their Messias is. I don't know. I'm not going to sleep with someone. I don't know how to do it. But we're getting to the story of how it has to work.
Most of these cases, there's a certainty. In other words, like, open the switch, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
In the case of the mouse,
yeah,
there's no certainty. There's something that's going to eat it. Is there a difference when you have a certainty
or
when you don't have a certainty?
Clearly, if you don't even know if there is a mouse, then putting down poison in a certain place, I mean, you wouldn't be able to poison anyway. Because if there may be a mouse, will show up and eat it, right?
Correct.
Such a thing, again, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but mice, one of the have, you know, the minute you sold to put out food for the birds on Shabbos Shira, but people will come with tightness, how do you put food for the birds on Shabbos Shira? How do you feed animals on Shabbos? What's Mezenes and Alecha? It's not Mezenes and Alecha, it's not yours, right? But one of the reasons why it would be mutter, and again, that's the minute Yisrael, so it is mutter. Like a Moshe once said to somebody, don't ask me if it's mutter when you can do it, ask me why it's mutter. Don't ask me if it's mutter, right? So one of the reasons why it's mutter is because we're the birds. And the birds are going to come, what's up to the cash from there? I can't put down food anywhere, as far as you're concerned, right? I can't go outdoors with food, right? Maybe a bird will come. For course. So therefore, the case that he's talking about is that there's an mouse running around like deer, and you're feeding it the poison, basically, and stick it into his mouth. But that's why the grommer. Rome is only Muslim, Malcolm said. Tell you, Hashem is Alman and Ma'iri Yish, right? It's a Maisa B'Yadayim, Maisa B'Yadayim, Hein B'Havlocha, Hein B'Kivoy, Maisa B'Yadayim. Again, Hashem is Alman was a massive expert in the Metzias of electricity. He said, you turn it on, you're creating it, turn it off, you're separating it, B'Yadayim, L'Maskona, there is no heter at all. It's a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's not a Groma, to turn on and off electricity, it's a Mocha B'Yayisha, and it's definitely also to turn on or off a light on Yom Tov. That's very clear now, whoever wants to leave. No, okay. Now, and I want to make it clear. Even though in Aruch HaShulchan and Tzvipesa Franco Mako, there's no Tzad Kula at all, because again, they made it very clear. They have seen a right from the Moshe that, I don't know why he calls it this, but he says that, Aruch HaShulchan, Gevaldige Siyata, the Shemai was Nishmai Men HaShemayim, he says. Because he added in the line that said that this is the corner of the materials that I know, and therefore he ended up not making a mistake, because he never said any pshat. He says to the Messias, I know, not to the Messias. Now, I don't know why he says it's a big deal to the Shemayim with Nishmayim and Hashemayim, but it seems to me he was just being very responsible, because he didn't know what the Messias was. He says, if it is the way that I'm here, that I hear it is, then this is the pshat. But it's not the way that I hear it is, and therefore, finish Tazoy, and therefore, Heinz is claw. It's at least a bit Kedemaya, but the truth of the matter is that the Messias says it's a Messias to be a dying, and therefore, Rav Henken, who also writes, Yesh Mekilim, the general life on Yom Tov, and it doesn't come out the Cher of Rechamis, it's years and years ago, before any matter, but he already writes. We all do our Oisrim, and again, why did he do that? Only because people were being Mekel at home, and it wasn't yet clear. People were still figuring out the Messias, but the whole Mekel is clear today. It's more with Yesh B'Yadayim, it's a Messias B'Yadayim, and there's no Hetzer to do it. It's Mavir. Listen, I can't say more than what Shlomo Zalman said. Shlomo Zalman, the Chazon Ish, whether it's boiner, whether it's mavir, it's one or the other, whatever it is, it's possible for this Israel, that it's one or the other, or both, whatever it is, it's also
there. That's
the
light bulb.
That's just someone inconvenient.
Okay, no. Say that. The shaila is if the mavir, okay, so over there you have mavir, so it's going to be much worse. But in the incandescent light bulb itself, you can have bishul. Yeah, you can have bishul and have water in the light. I'm talking about that in closing the circuit of electricity and creating something here. What it is that you're creating, that's what Machlokes turns on in the Chazanish. Not what are you doing inside the light bulb.
Right, but even nowadays with LEDs and stuff.
No, okay, the Chazanish. So that's a separate shaila. I'm going to consider there are tremendous differences between different kinds of light bulbs and there are other shailas. But that's in the light bulb. But what we're discussing up until this point is not inside the light bulb. We're talking about what's happening inside the wall. Right? When you connect two electric wires and create something, what did you create there? Is it moilid? Is it boiner? Is it mavir? And I'm saying I'm not going to recreate the wheel now as far as that's concerned. It's very sharp. So Zaman of the whole Sefer, Ma'ir Ha'ish, which made him famous. He wrote it all to the man. And he went through it, and whoever wants, I am shown with him to Nachas.
Same I'm not going to go through it. The motor is not light bulbs. It's a motor. There's no light.
What?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not only a light shine, it's not a shine with the light bulb. That's I'm making that very clear. And Mr. Zalman writes in a letter that Chaim Oizer commanded him, Sha'afarsim b'shmoy, Sha'chas v'shom l'stapik b'choymer ha'malocha d'raisa, v'ho'oizer hu'oivir ba'av malocha d'raisa v'adois. Okay, okay. Now, comes with Chaim Oizer according to this, and it brings us into one of our shayos on the list over here, it's Mamash Meirik. He says, once I established that lighting, okay, now we're going to get the light bulb stuck, yeah? Now we can attack the light bulb. Whatever. In other words, you turn on a light bulb on Shabbos, looks there, you're being made with in the light bulb also, directly, yeah? So therefore, he says, a light bulb itself is ish, right? That's back into more what you were talking about. Look there, therefore, on an incandescent light bulb, you can make a bracha. And therefore, happens to be, you know, we're all at home, Baruch Hashem, with our Abdallah candles, but, you know, others are sometimes in the hospital for some time, Chas v'Shalom, other places like that where it's not necessarily so easy to get Abdallah candles. And so, or sometimes you have a big crowd together, and everybody's been in situations like that. One guy's holding up an Abdallah candle, nobody can get anywhere near it. So here comes a Shiloh, which could be very Negeya. Could you make a very Moriah Eish on that? And again, a fluorescent is where Yotin comes in, a fluorescent, a whole different story altogether. Definitely not a fire.
Okay, LEDs, look. LEDs, the physics is so totally different. You can't even put in the same method.
Okay.
Fluorescents are very close to incandescent how they work.
Okay. But they're gases. You don't have actually a burning thing. They're filaments, right? And so therefore, it's brought not only from Chaim Moses, it's brought from Shem Zaki Tshuva, Chaim Briska to use it. Yeah. It's brought as a mincha falozes kish and munkach. They had a big olam over there, and whoever couldn't get to the Rebbe's candle by Avdola, they used to make a variation on the incandescent bulbs. He brought some Rambitshover, but he says that also. I got the story of the Pesach Frank in his tshuva. He writes that the Dafke did it. The Dafke used it. It was Lehoitzi Milibom of people who were making on Yom Tov to turn it on. So maybe they used it to make it clear, this is a fire. And they made a very variation on a electric bulb, not because they couldn't access a some cases, they couldn't access it. But even in the case where they could have access to that, that's an interest in using this very variation, but I will add, Eish Mefakfakim, I wonder in this packet to Pesach Frank himself, who brings a bunch of reasons why not to do that. Number one, he says it's not Eish, and he says even if it's Havora is not, doesn't necessarily translate into Eish, he says it's not a fire, and making a very variation you need a fire. Others say that even if it is a fire, you're making a burning variation on the Seder Shabbos because Adam HaRishon was merely the first age. This is not Adam to Adam HaRishon's age. And since it's not Adam to Adam HaRishon's age, you can't make a burning variation on that. Others say a third reason is that it's covered. And that's the Alochim Fereshah Shulchan Aruch, that about Shoshis, a lantern. You can't make a burning variation on that. Others say it's not Avuka. You have to have Avuka. That's not good enough. And therefore, even if somebody is in a massive where they don't have anything else, they should do it without a bracha. So to make a bracha is too shver, but to use it in the place of a mokim tchak, definitely a good idea. I will to be nenem in her oriv on Mitzvah Shabbos, but to make a bracha, you shouldn't make a bracha on it. But this brings us to another shayla, which is mot kishmaka. How about lochis meir Shabbos? Lochis meir Shabbos, and again, this could be very negeya, chas v'shalom in a hospital, or a person goes to a hotel, not always do they allow one to light candles in their room, which makes a lot of sense. And therefore, so what ends up happening often because of that is that to take him into some back room somewhere, storage room, and say, here, you can light your Shabbos candles over here. But say that is a brochel of Atalah. A place where a person is not going to go into on Shabbos and it's not going to be Moshe for it, they're not going to be Nenna from it. It's a brochel of Atalah, and Moshe writes it's a brochel of Atalah, and nobody should ever do a thing like that. Don't make a brochel on a candle that you're not going to have any shaykhs to. And so therefore, what's more, which is very important, I'm going to get over here, is to take, how about taking an incandescent light bulb and making l'hadagunesh Shabbos, and many places came on Masir to make a brochel l'hadagunesh Shabbos when you turn on an incandescent sideball, but there is a pickbook on this more than one pickbook, which I'm going to bring over here just as a reason that one should not use this l'chatzchila unless the man is stuck. First of all, what happens if somebody goes ahead and lights on Friday morning, you light huge candles, you put big candles, right? Or you take, let's say, a yahrzeit candle, which can burn for hours and hours, and you light it Friday morning, and immediately you have light on Friday night. It's Beit Tichon. William McKayan Neir Shabbos or not, and Rabbi Tam says no. The mitzvah is lahadlik Neir Shabbos, which means that there has to be a Maitzat Laka. And this is not a Maitzat Laka, not at least at the time when it's Megaya. Rather, it's a Gromo that's Goyim that you should have light. But to have a Maitzat Laka of Neir Shabbos, you can't say that you have when you did it that early. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch states, you need a Maitzat Yodayim. And, okay, so some say, and this again, obviously very important, some say that it's called a Gromo to turn on an incandescent bulb, and that's why you can't use it. So no, that is a big purse. It's not true. Turning on a light bulb is not a groma at all. It's a maisa yodayim. So that would not be a reason not to light such candles, because if it's in Hilchos Tzitzicha, it's Tzitzicha, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and whatever it is, it's a maisa yodayim. That's not the reason. And therefore, whoever needs it can make a bracha on this, because it's not a groma, it's a maisa yodayim. However, the maisa is machmir not to do it, and therefore, if somebody doesn't need to do it, even though many places are matir to do it, kedai not to do it. And the interesting thing that I saw brought, different tainer of pshat is that in Indian, and not everybody does this anyway, but it's good to hear it, is that the Indian that the husband should be mahavhiv, that the husband should burn the wick before the wife lights the candles, because the eger brings that it's a muchach from a mishnah. That's the way it has to be. But what's the Mishnah? He has to Santa Rai. He says, that Al Gimel Averis, Moshe Mesis, women Chas Hashem could die because of three different Averis. What is it? So it's Nida Chalav Adlokas Aner. So it says, Nida Chalav Adlokas Aner. So to be Kivager, the Loshen doesn't flow. It should be Nida Chalav Aner. Or it should be Hilchas Nida, Afroshas Chalav Adlokas Aner. Why Nida Chalav? Just said in one word, and and hadlokas on her. Why is hadlokas on her? So to kiveg, it's mdu yikir, that the only part that's shy to the woman, and then there's the hadlokas on her. And Hashem can the previous chalik, which is also part of the mitzvah, which is preparing the licht, is not her job. So she can't be gechepet for that. That part is the husband's job. So to kiveg, this is what he's in the bag. But the chalik is definitely a big Indian to
it. Why did you put it out and put it out?
Why didn't put it out?
Why do that?
Why didn't put it out makes it easier to them. Light the wick. That's the wife
after
you.
It is.
You can get candles out of this one.
Yeah.
Physics prove that.
I can go through the chemistry on if you want.
And so there.
When you light it, it draws some of the wax into the wick.
Okay. So okay. Either way,
Abayisai,
Afi Alocha and Afi Kabbalah is the aim for the husband to bear the lift. And therefore, we'll say that right now. If anyone can do it, you definitely should make a point of doing it, and you can't do that with electric light. That's already a reason why some say you shouldn't do it. Others say that it's not Nikah that's the covered Shabbos, because you have lights on all the time, but candles are more. Nikah that's the covered Shabbos, and therefore whoever can light with normal candles definitely should do that. However, if you can't, again, Rav Pam, Paskin, Befeish, you can make a brocha on lighting an incandescent bulb if that's what you have. So therefore, that's halacha l'maaseh.
I've gotten away from the refrigerator. Opening up the door of the refrigerator to close the light.
Is
that exactly like a light switch or?
Well, let's see if we can get there. First of all, I want to see if we have a raya from Hilchos Shabbos Gufa that electricity is called a Maaseh Yodayim and not a Groma. So here, Eib Tichon HaMaaseh, what happens if there are candles on the table lit already? Yeah? And there's a strong wind outside. And the candles are on the table. as you open the door, there's no question you're going to put out the candles. Is that called a groma or is that called a malacha? Zorti Gemara, it's also to do. It's the pasuk in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Beis. Not only that when there's a Ruach Sheni Metzuya, you can't open up the door. The halacha is that even if it's not a Ruach Sheni Metzuya, but when you open the door directly onto the candles and it could be a Ruach Sheni Metzuya, it says it's also Gzeira, also Ha. But the shaila is, why are we making Gzeiras over here? If it's a groma, then that a groma is only the Rabbanon. If the whole thing is a groma, why would I be making a Gzeira, Shemo, Del Kamo, a wind, which will be a Rabbanon? You don't make Gzeiras for a Rabbanon. El Al-Kach, the Teretz is, because it's beat to the Mayas. Right? You have the wind on the door. You open the door, boom! You let it in, you took the dam down, it's beat to the Avir, it's beat to the Mayas. As though he's locked, that's to Pesach Frank, in the Tshuva, in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, Tarei Bazei, back to electricity. We don't have to bring a raya only from Sanhedrin, because if you bring a raya from Sanhedrin to Hilchos Shabbos, and from Hilchos Shabbos it says Befeirish, and such a thing is not called a groma, and therefore this is the assertive of everything, and therefore which brings us through the situation with the refrigerator. When there is a light on in the refrigerator, Dr. Moshe, come up. There's no vastaton, and there's nothing to talk about. Even Malcolm Sneider says, there's no way to open and close a door with a light behind it, because it's not a groma. I don't know if it's a groma. No, it's a maisa biyodayim. Why? It's mamish mitoich maisa. It's not more that the pshat is, let's not come in if you're turning on the light this way, or you're turning on the light this way, or that way, or you're pulling a string, or whatever it is. You have an actual thing that's jumping out over there. It turns on a light, and there's no hetter to do such a thing. It's mamish mitoich maisa. By the way, interesting and important, and Moshe says in the same place, that if you want to bring a goy, you can bring a goy. Even when the light is on in the refrigerator, you can bring a goy and ask him to open and close the fridge for you, because he says the psik reisha is mutter to do through a goy. And since it's a psik reisha, it's any miskazen, yeah? Any miskazen. This is a different thing. We didn't go into any miskazen tonight. I should have made that very clear. We're not talking about any miskazen tonight. We're talking about groma, yeah? Groma makes it is meisa. Any miskazen takes away the kavona. But an any miskazen is a loch of psik reisha. Right? Even if you're not miscavenging to do something, which should be a heter, however, it's a psikration, has to happen, that's the problem. But to do a psikration through a goy is mutter. And therefore, Dr. Moshe could bring a goy to have it turned on and off while he opens and closes the door. Open and close the door. Yeah, yeah. The rabbi says you can have him take it out also. He says you can take it out also. He says you can have the goy take it out. Let's say of God, Levinik Shabbos, he says, you can have the guy do that also, but that's a separate answer. But a psikreisha, he says, you can do through a guy. Okay. Let's get to a car. A car. One of the shabbos you had over here is a car. You have things inside your car. It's Shabbos. You realize you left your things in there. You bought your whole order and you ran home a minute before Shabbos and you left the whole thing inside the car. And now all of whatever you bought is going to stay there over Shabbos. So it's going to spoil and whatever else is going on. See, the light on. Weiter. If it's a yid to open the door and the light's going to turn on, it's bitke de maya. Your mom is directly opening this thing and it turns it right on. But a goy, again, the same heter as a refrigerator. You can have a goy come, stop a goy in the street, let him open up the car door, take out the stuff, you can take out the stuff yourself, and then have him close the door. When there's no light in the car, the Tuvis Olsen has asked the Shaila, and he says it's a din of Terez Gufim Mokoymoy, and so therefore, even though the car is mukta, but a klishim lachtel isa, a Terez Hetel, Terez Gufim Mokoymoy, you're allowed to do it, and therefore he said you can open the car door. I'm not sure how in the gear this is, how many of you have a yeshiva shakar, let's say, and the light doesn't work anymore anyway, so anyway, you can open up the door, but he says the Hetel to close the door of the car, why is that Terez Gufim Mokoymoy? He says, Oiden the other is mutter. Once you're holding something, it's mutter. Oiden the other is mutter. So he says, you should hold on to the door of the car the whole time that whatever it is being taken out. And then you can still close it. Chiddush Otom. So I'm going to repeat his kula, and I won't ask any questions on it to make everybody's life easier.
This is who it took you.
The door is open. It's blocking the walk. It's building a circle.
Now what about, here's an interesting question. Let's say we have once we're into Groma, let's say we have a situation. It's a sunny day, the sun is out in full force, and we have a ray of sun coming straight at your window, and right in front of your window is a plant, but the shade is down. Right? The sun is on the shade, and it's blocking it from pushing onto the plant, right? And to put sun on a plant helps to grow. Helps to grow. And here's another interesting chiddush, awesome. Ravadi Yosef writes, that's mutter mishum grama. He says it's the same thing as a tris, and the same thing as a ladder that he took away, but it's yesh mokum godol leimah for sure, that is bit kedamayah, that goes a little bit back to Yoshai, I think, before, with the laser and whatever it is, that it's right on there. When you pull up the shade, you pulled it right in there, right? And how Tzvi writes the fetish. He says it's ma'aseh v'yadayim, and he says the only way that it's mutter is if the sun is not near them. You're pulling up the shade because you're pulling up the shade, and the sun is not there anymore, but it's going to come afterwards. Yeah? He says, then it could be matter. However, he says like this, he says, groma is not, unless the sun is not there. But if the sun is there, even though it's not groma, he says, could be if we matter, I'll say to him, skavim. Could be matter, ladies and gentlemen, it's groma, not, and so after our shayla, it's not going to be a hazard. Let's go to one more shayla. What about a fever scanner? So they have these fever scanners now. One puts it on their forehead, and if there's fever there, so it lights up with an F, right? Lights up with an F. Lights up, I don't mean that there's a light in there, yeah? It gets colored somehow. I don't know exactly how the pigmentation there works, but it makes an F there, and if there's no fever, then an N comes on that says negative or no or whatever it is that it means. So Mimela, it says, Tchon, the Shaila of Roshan, Seveya, Koisev, whatever the Shaila is, and the Shaila is the such a Heter or not, why is it not called a Groma? Why shouldn't we matter the Groma of Mokum Seder? Because Mokum Seder in a person's health, there's no question that that's the biggest Seder, is a person's health. But L'chayre, the chat is that it is Bitkidamaya because one is using their own body heat to affect a Malacha, and let's bring a Raya to that. This is not my Raya, this is Marzel Yohu, a Falk from Gates, a beautiful Sefer of Chuvas. His Chuvas one by one are Mamish masterpieces, but he brings that it's not a groma, and he brings a chacham of Chuvas Arazma. This Chuvas Arazma is Grun Shulchan Aruch, it was a Shabbos Mishen Ches, which says like this, also Loseis Tachas Atzilov, Zera HaTriloim Sha'isim HaMeshi. Yeah, this is a Shaila, can you take the eggs of the silkworm, put them under your arm, sounds very appetizing, put them under your arm, and walk around with that, and the Mela, the body heat that's on the one's arm, causes them to hatch, the Mela is hatching Zera Teloim on Shabbos by putting it on his arm, he can't do it. He's being moiled it with his chayim. Mishabur is mazba, but that's the shot. He's being moiled this Teloim from the Zera, which means he's using his body heat to affect something that he wants. So Meir Kum Tachay, using your body heat to do something is not a groma. It's Bitkinamaya. Groma is Tai Chwat. When it's already there on its own, and you took away the Mania, so that's nothing. But if you make it move forward somehow, you're affecting a process, then that's the ma'aseh. What about the last thing? Instant hot water heaters. I just want to say, the Gabi Yom Tov. Normally, why is it that we're not allowed to use a hot water on Shabbos? Because what ends up happening is when you take out the hot water from the faucet, cold water comes rushing into the boiler, and Mamela gets cooked, and Mamela, yes, why is that not a grama? And Moshe says he doesn't have any sadhasa at all. The water's pushing right in. So what happens on Yom Tov? Yom Tov is mutter to let the water push right in. But here's interesting to Zach. When you take these instant water heaters, and you have to see how big they are. But the ones that are, 32-ounce little pieces over there that, take water straight from the sink and keep on boiling it up and keeping it boiled, and now you take for a cup of coffee, you take an 8-ounce cup from there, but you took a quarter of the water from there, so it got filled up. So what happens then? Boom. Cold water comes right in, hits the heating element, whatever it is, or the thermostat, and hits it right, returns it right on. So you have a bit kidamaya right there. Unless, if you have a different material, if you have a very big zach, then it doesn't make such a big nafkamina, and it eventually will be a groma, and that could definitely be a heta. But to use the little ones, which makes such a direct effect, is shavar tzamatan gayin.
Yeah.